This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Golly, it's 7 after the hour.
This is the Radio Museum.
At least as far as I'm concerned. That's what some people say. Oh, look at that guy. He's been on the air for all those years. He must be a museum piece by now. But Jennifer Horn can attest to the fact that I am not. And Jay Kirshner as well, as we get into the day, get into the hour, get into the moments. Wednesday, the 10th of March. Jennifer, one-third of the way through the month of March. We're marching through March. March. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Jay are here. Victoria is recuperating from a little operation that she had. I don't know, would you call it a little? It was fairly significant. Get rid of stuff that she doesn't want in her body. I don't blame her. I wouldn't want anything like that in my body either. So, all right, so let's see if we... That sounds like the hospital report. But the real hospital report today is that the worst of the pandemic and the third wave that we have been hit with is over. There was data released in the past 24 hours that shows just how much our hospitals have recovered from the COVID situation, the third wave. The headline is, we're heading in the right direction, according to the director. You know, there are national associations of everything, right? We have the National Association of Broadcasters, National Association of Hospitals, National
Realtors.
Association of this, that. Yeah, the Realtors. So anyway, the data illustrates that I suppose we could say that we're doing a good job or somebody's doing a good job. There are still a number of people dying every day from COVID. Don't get me wrong. The smaller and smaller number, though, looking at hospital admission numbers around the country, the West, California. You win again, Jennifer.
Yay.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of dunderheads. Not, it's criminal, actually. You know, it really is. The way they've handled, these people should be charged with being accessories to murder. You think that's going too far or not? I think it's, I wouldn't have said it.
I think it depends. If people are dying on their own, that's great. If the government is helping people along, that's the problem. That's the problem for Andrew Cuomo, is with his nursing home scandal, was he helping older people along the path of death because of his decision making?
And what would you say was the answer to that?
Well, I think to be fair, I think you got to give the investigation some time, but it sure doesn't look good when he was hiding numbers, and there's already evidence. People have come out and said, yeah, we were given a directive to change reports so that the federal government wouldn't know that we had this kind of loss. I mean, that doesn't look great, especially if he's trying to sell a book and profit off of that during that process. So it doesn't look great, but I'm always about letting the investigation finish so that, you know exactly what you're dealing with.
Yeah. There are enough, there's a supply now, enough by the end of July for 300 million Americans. They've got, the government has all of these, the three of them, all lined up. There's some data from the UK that shows that some of the current vaccines are less effective against what they're going through there than what we have here. So they're having to modify. I think we were talking about that yesterday, what it is that they're doing to fix the formula so that it takes care of what's going to develop over the, this stuff's not going away any more than SARS has gone away, any more than the regular flu's gone away, any more than the common cold has gone away. It's here. So you got to deal with it. And we're dealing with it, I think, fairly well. It's a long time coming, but at any rate, let's keep our fingers crossed. You mentioned Cuomo. I thought we ought to go down that other street with him, the new sexual harassment allegations, ladies. This time at the Executive Mansion. Is the Executive Mansion in Albany or in New York City? Or do they have one in each place?
I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's got to be near Albany, right? Near the Capitol.
So what does it mean to be touched inappropriately? What is that? What is that? If somebody touched you inappropriately without being too vivid, what would you say would be
You know, if they get too handsy. If
yeah, too handsy, touching certain areas.
Yeah.
But also, it could be as simple as, I mean, just being touched by somebody you don't want to be touched by to begin with.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, and he's, look, he doesn't, I don't know, understand why a woman would be find him appealing, but anyway, that's just me. This is the sixth woman, right, to come out leveling allegations against him. This incident took place after this particular woman. None of the women have been identified, I don't think, have they? Or did somebody?
Yeah, seem to no, a lot of them have been identified. Okay. Yeah. And he said that, and when he was asked about this one yesterday, he said, well, I haven't heard about it, but this week I said it's very simple, never touched anyone inappropriately. He said, as he said last week, he never made inappropriate advances. He said that he's hoping the public will wait for the results of the state attorney general's office investigation. And I hope that for him, too. I also hope that this is a lesson that he was one of the loudest people that went after Brett Kavanaugh with less evidence than what's being presented against him. And he wanted Brett Kavanaugh.
You think people paid attention to him, though? I mean, why
yeah.
would he?
What, no what idea.
Why would anybody? He had no. He's a governor. He had no sway in that appointment.
Or he's
that.
One of the loudest voices that the Democrats had at that time. He mm-hmm. was also used. I mean, the reason I think there's a lot at play here. I think the reason. This nursing home scandal we knew about last July, and everybody was willing to give him a pass on it because he was America's governor. They couldn't believe that Andrew Cuomo could have been off and granny in a nursing home. Well, now it was revealed that maybe he was, and it looks more and more like he did, and it looks like he tried to cover up that information. And because he's no longer useful to Democrats, they can take him out with a sex scandal that's not related to policy because he was useful for taking on Trump. He was somebody who was loud and brash like Trump, and they used him to do that last year. But the far left is no fan of Andrew Cuomo. The far left thinks he's too moderate, so they would love to send him packing on a sex scandal rather than something that addresses his policy failures.
There's an overview that has come out of women over, not just in our country, but around the world, who have been subjected to physical or sexual violence or harassment. Apparently the number is 1 in 3. So if you take the population of the planet, which is about 7 billion, and you divide it in half, which is 3.5 billion, and you take 1/3, that means 1 billion plus women have been subjected to sexual problems, sexual violence, sexual harassment in their lifetime. That's a pretty astounding number. Isn't it? When you think, when you get right down to brass tacks, that's a
not
pretty...
Not when you're a woman, it makes sense.
Yeah. Really? Do you know women? Just... Either of you? Do you know women who have... You were where?
I fought. I was almost
that's right.
Victimized.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I know you.
And I chose to fight back. I chose not to be victimized. And I'm not saying that all women choose that, but I think some people aren't as lucky as I was.
What, did you kick him in the groin?
I push his butt out of my hotel room.
Okay.
Broke a coffee pot in the process, but he left.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, let's see, but that's it. It takes some starch to do that. What about you, Jay? Have you had anything like that that ever?
I've never been. I've been harassed, but never assaulted. But I do know friends that have been.
Mm-hmm. And how do they get out of it? How do they deal with it?
Some of them fell victim. Some of them fought. Some of them fell victim. It's a very unfortunate reality. Even though not all women are straight-up assaulted, the majority of us have been harassed at least once in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Do you think what Meghan Markle has been going through is harassment? It isn't physical harassment, but does that feel like the sense of what she's gone through, what she's talking about?
Of course, especially from British media. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but they don't have the same rules we have in America where... If you're stating something about somebody, it has to be fact. You have to have...
you mean in order not to be sued?
Source. Yeah, you have to have a source.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
They print whatever they want to print.
Yeah.
I mean, really and truly, the people who are publishing some of these same kinds of newspapers here, they stretch, you know, the stuff. There's only one source, usually TMZ, that's pretty much right on. That
yeah,
they get
the tabloid
it right.
stuff is but the anonymous stuff. Sources. And
yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's stuff, whatever. It's like
I think tabloid media is tabloid media. right? Yeah. I don't know if there's... It can be worse. I think it can be more salacious because everything is in the UK. I mean, just the differences in what's on TV, what passes. I mean, things are just more salacious over there. But I do think our tabloid medias are a problem. So I would say... Yeah, but, I mean, according to other people, she may have also given that same kind of abuse. I mean, now people are investigating her for bullying, and that's
going on, they've never come up with anything.
True or not.
That's
I know,
just
but the
tough.
Claim just came, but the claim just
it's
came
tough.
Out a week ago.
Yeah,
well,
but
the
it's
claim
tough.
Came out a week ago.
I
mean,
I'm
we
not,
haven't.
I think that's
saying,
more of the same from
that's
inside.
That's because you believe a certain way, but I'm just saying, factually, she has made accusations, and accusations have been made against her.
I know, but I believe that my sense of right and wrong is pretty sharp. I also believe that my instincts when it comes to people and their body language, is she perfect? No. Is anybody in the world perfect? But to have them come out...
I don't think she's perfect. I know, but...
Here's the latest one. How dare she do this at the, when the Prince Philip is dying?
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb.
But there are two things that I really do take issue with in watching this whole thing. The first one, and I think maybe they just didn't consider the timing, but I think having Harry complain about how he had no money when the palace cut him off and he had to use the millions that were left to him by Princess Diana.
I don't think he said he didn't have any money.
Yes, he did. He said, we had nothing.
Remember.
They cut us off. We had nothing.
Well, they didn't have any. They had nothing from them. That's true. He did. That's what he's saying. Is that nothing?
Living next door to Oprah. I mean, there are people who can't make rent and who are living.
That's
in their
not
cars.
His problem. Why is that his
no,
problem?
No, because it is very tone deaf to what's going on with people.
I don't agree.
But having nothing wasn't just
he's
a
not an American
about the financial
citizen.
State. I mean, they lost their family. They lost security. They lost themselves.
Yeah.
They were told
they
couldn't go
choice.
Out.
But they made that choice. It's really hard for me.
No, they didn't.
They made
their,
that
their choice. Their choice was made because she was done. And I find that's kind of harsh. Actually.
I think and I am not saying that it's all, that everything that they're saying, and I don't have ill feelings for either of them. I'm just trying to look at this, two things that rub me wrong. That was one. The second thing is that she's totally race baiting, saying that her kid wasn't made a prince because of the color of his skin.
But she was making that whole statement. They were two different conversations. She had mentioned that the title goes with security, and then she also mentioned that a conversation was had about race.
Right, and then Oprah said, "Well, would it be wrong to construe
that?"
Well,
was
she's
Oprah.
Like, "Well, I wasn't."
That wasn't
yeah.
her.
And then
Oprah
she goes, "Well, I wasn't able." But what did she say? I wasn't able to follow up. But if that's your assessment, then yes, that's probably what happened.
Well, and Oprah kept saying, "Now this was a conversation that they had with you." And Megan was like, "No, that race conversation was had with Harry."
Yeah.
And and Oprah kept pushing, so it was with you. And
when Oprah
like, no,
asked
Harry,
then Harry was like getting ready to squirm out of his skin. I mean, I don't know.
Does anyone else feel like it was Charles?
Charles
probably.
Is the bad guy here. One of the bad guys.
But,
all right. 18, we got to start. 18 after the hour. Here's the product information on Calitrin. Calitrin, Calitrin, where do you go? Calitrin, Calitrin, right to your home. Calitrin, Calitrin. Older people will know that that's the theme, by the way, ladies, from Paladin. Western from the 60s and 70s. You wouldn't know that. Your father would probably know. Both of your fathers would know that. Calitrin is a lifesaver. That's a pretty dramatic statement, but it's pretty true. When you get right down to brass tacks, this is the way to sort of finish it off, if you will. Finish off. Go on your diets and do what you're going to do. But when you want support, you want to win. You're going to use Calitrin to make sure that you keep the weight off. You can lose it with Calitrin. You can keep it off with Calitrin. And that's kind of why I like the product as much as I do. Plus, it helps you in so many other different ways. If you lose the weight, your joints are not going to be as painful. But the combination of ingredients help you sleep a lot better, too. You take four of these before you go to bed. You lose the weight during the night. And you're going to feel much, much better when you have lost that weight. And you keep it off. Made in the USA. It's a fabulously it's a combination of things like collagen protein, digestive enzymes coming from a doctor and three of his nurses that were tired of seeing people suffer, not losing, lose the weight, but you can't keep it off. This does the trick. Calitrin, go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, and get the BOGO deal plus no shipping charges. Pretty cool, eh?
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. What's trending? Jay Kirshner in charge of that department. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. I'm really sad. Really, really sad. Something has happened in England that really will bother a lot of people who love this particular fellow. I have a heavy heart. We'll get to that story in a moment.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/13/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, please, a moment of silence. It seems that the loving, ever-loving Piers Morgan has left Good Morning Britain because he was upset. He made some comments about Meghan Markle, and his co-host was unkind to him, so he stormed off the set and quit. What a shame.
It sounds really polite. Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
If you've got an English accent, even when people walk off their job, it sounds really polite.
Yeah, right. He is a putz. He is just a big putz. So what did he say, Jay?
One thing I put them on is that he says that if they made those big claims about racism in the royal family, they should have named a source. And I agree with him on that. Now, he went off and made some bad comments about Meghan that were inappropriate. And he got taken to task, and he was a little baby about it. But other than that, that's one thing.
Well, what else happened that we haven't touched on here yet, Jake?
Well, he had mentioned, I mean, back before the interview even happened with Oprah on Sunday, he had mentioned numerous times that he was on a date with her once, and then she never called him
with
back.
Meghan?
About the time she met Harry. Yes, but then there's speculation.
Wait a minute, that's news.
No, wait, so he was saying stuff like that, and then other people were saying, well, but was it actually a date? Did she know it was a date? Like, they just had dinner or something, or they had lunch.
Oh,
they went and
shared
a meal together.
He's a
sucker. Yeah, and so people were saying that's why he's always had such a hatred for Meghan, and when she would talk about her mental health, he was saying he didn't believe she was suicidal, she was just doing it for attention. I mean, he had really damaging comments, not just about Meghan, but anybody dealing with what she was dealing with when it comes to mental health. And when his co-host was pointing out, you've made all these claims, he just got up and he's like, I'm not dealing with this. He walks off the set, and then later it's announced that he has resigned. And 41,000 people have been complaining and sending their complaints to the network that they need to get him off. He is making damaging comments.
Right. My grandson, Miles, could do a better job on that show than he was doing. All right, so as we're sticking with that, some other trending items focusing on the response from the palace itself. What are we getting out of them?
Buckingham Palace has responded on behalf of the Queen, and in the statement issued, they said they're deeply saddened to learn how truly difficult it was for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly of race, are concerning, and they're going to be taken seriously and addressed by the family in private. And also added at the end that Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members.
Yeah. Okay. Is that sufficient? Does that make it? That doesn't make it better, but does that make it livable? So the question would be whether the Queen has the starch to tell the people she's a pretty tough bird. She'll, you know, telling the people whoever it is, find out who it is that is stirring the pot, and either put them in their place or fire them. That would be, I think, the appropriate response from her anyway. Let's see what happens. Now it's 28 after on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offer. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
House GOP members are not happy with the wasteful spending on the Biden COVID-19 stimulus package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent, we did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News.
The proposed bill will cost American taxpayers $2,000 billion, a.k.a. $2 trillion. NASCAR issued penalties to six Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including a one-race suspension for Stewart Haas Racing crew chief Mike Shiplett after last weekend's events at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Unsecured lug nuts cost crew chiefs $10,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour on the Wednesday, March 10th DJV program with your pal Doug Steffen, your pal Jennifer Horn, your pal Jay Kirshner, Victoria on the mend. I'm sure she'll be back in fine fiddle next week. So what did Panda Express, what happened at Panda Express? Where are we going with Panda Express? Where?
So I do a local show in Los Angeles, and that's typically true. The way I kind of do the show is I have everything kind of gridded out as to what I want to talk about before I even go to sleep the night before. But yeah. In the morning hours, I always take the time to just see if there's anything breaking or something new coming up. And so yesterday, we have two big papers in Southern California. We have the L.A. Times, which is the biggest, and then the L.A. Daily News, which kind of serves more of the San Fernando Valley. So I get an email from the Daily News with their headlines, and I pop in, and I see this headline, and I want to make sure I'm reading it to you properly. So hold on, because this is great. I mean, and great in all the wrong ways.
Yeah.
Former Panda Express employee sues for sexual battery, says she was forced to remove clothing during team building activity. So that's enough to pique anybody's interest, right? I thought Panda Express team building, what are they losing their pants for? So I fall down into the article a little bit, and it's this 23-year-old woman who said she was subjected to a hostile environment and failure to prevent sexual harassment and emotional distress after she felt she had no choice but to attend this seminar from Alive Seminars and Coaching Academy that she called cult-like. She said at one point she was told to strip down to her underwear and hug another person who was also not wearing much clothing. Now, I guess the way this goes is that this girl's working at Panda Express. Somebody says, hey, we're doing this team building thing. If you want to be promoted, you should sign up for it. She said she had to sign up for it and pay for it on her own. And they told her where to report. Now, you guys, have you been to team building exercises before?
They're I've been to Panda Express once, and that would never go back again.
Usually they're at, like, the Holiday Inn, right?
And you're fully clothed.
Yeah, she gets, and you're having chicken and gravy, you know, the terrible, like, sauce for lunch.
Right. Yeah.
Well, not Panda food, just you're having, you know, when you're going through team building at the Holiday Inn, that's what you're getting. Well, apparently when they told her where to report, she had to report to a warehouse in East L.A. So at this point, as I'm reading, and the story gets crazier, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh. And I lost it on the air. I was like, what was the waiting room? Like a storage container? Did she wake up in China the next morning with the chopstick in her hair wondering how she got there? Like, who the heck goes to a team-building activity in a warehouse in East L.A.? Well, she did, and she got there. And other people, too. She wasn't the only one who decided to make this weird choice. They took her cell phone from her. They covered the windows so that it was completely dark inside this warehouse where these people were told to sit and do nothing. There was no clock on the wall. And then, according to her report and her allegations, this person comes breaking into the warehouse in Spanish, berating them, screaming at them for doing nothing, even though that was what they were instructed to do. And I guess it went down from there. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is like army training. This is like special forces training. These people have to count spring rolls. Like, why?
Yeah, they were berated for having to use the bathroom. Somebody got sick, and they made them get sick in front of everybody. They were handed a trash can.
Barfed.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did we bury the lead here? She was forced to strip.
Well, that was part of this, is that during it, they break them down and talk about everything terrible that happened to them in life with no clothes on, and then they have to hug and make each other feel better. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. And so now she's suing Panda Restaurants, or Panda Enterprises, I think is what it's called, who run Panda Express. But so next time you go to Panda Express, smile at the person dishing out your chow mein, because apparently if they are in a manager program,
especially if they're a manager,
dude, they've been through it.
There you go. That's a food news sort of. Okay, here's another. I guess some people would consider this good news. The price of whiskey and the price of cheese is going down. How about that, ladies? Irish and Scotch whiskeys, English cheeses, other products, prices going down because the Biden administration is suspending the tariffs specifically on whiskey and cheese. How about that? It's been an effect.
It's great. For, just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Well, they all talk about trade now. The key to our economic viability is this, that, or the other thing. But this was the big deal. This was the headline over and above the Meghan and Harry interview. The news of the day in Scotland, the headline is, sigh of relief. This is fabulous news. Our industry is delighted, says the person who's the chief executive of the Whiskey Association.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. That. And there was a joint, listen to this, a joint statement from the U.S. and the U.K. about the suspension in which all of these people showed up. Anyway. The real reason that the tariffs were applied, as you may or may not recall, is because the European Union was giving unfair subsidies to the Airbus manufacturing company, the one that makes the planes. So the reason they can sell planes cheaper than Boeing can is because they get subsidies of billions of dollars from the UK. And so the Trumpers, I think they did the right thing here, frankly. This was done early on in the Trump administration. They added a 25% tariff to whiskey and cheeses because Airbus was getting, you know, as a way of giving them a shot. I don't know that it made much difference because you pay $150 million for the 737 MAXs. You can buy the same plane, basically, as far as how many passengers it can carry, for $77 million from Airbus. But that's because they're getting a 40. Can you imagine? Think about that for a second. They get a $40 million payoff from the government for every plane they sell. That's
amazing.
Pretty good business to be in. Anyway, so it's okay. It's A-okay for the whiskey and cheese department. Starbucks has a new spring menu. They're trying to beat springtime. When is spring, by the way? What's today? Is the 10th? So it's 11 days, right? Mm-hmm. Spring starts on Sunday the 21st. First full day is Tuesday. I mean, it's Monday the 22nd. So Starbucks is unveiling a series of new drinks. Oat milk. Come on. It isn't. That's not milk.
That's what a new trend, though. People are going nuts for oat milk.
Yeah, but it's not milk.
They're going nuts for it.
Water. Why? What is there? If you're like me and you have an allergy to wheat and oats, you're not going to like this much. Although oats are not as much of a problem.
Conversely, if you're lactose intolerant, you have dairy issues, then oat milk is going to be a lot better for you. It's more gentle on your system.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it is. That's true. The focus from my American Family Farmer this week, for those of you who listen to that program or can listen to it, I have a couple of tips for you. We actually have every week we have the American Family Farmer podcast that's a part of all of the things that I do broadcast-wise. And this is a big one this week. I'm interested in you and your responses, actually. You could respond to Jay on our Twitter or Instagram accounts or at our Facebook page, talking about how to take care of animals, the cruelty that goes on in some of the food production areas. It's overdone, but yet it's important to acknowledge and understand what some of these animals go through. It really is. And that's the problem with monopoly-controlled agriculture, and that is really having you heard me say last week, the Chinese, or did I say it yesterday? I've been saying it off and on. The Chinese are buying up farmland in America, thousands and thousands and thousands of acres at a time. So what is that going to do to the cost of what you pay for food? How do we let these people buy up all of our land, our agricultural land? This is a serious problem. And so we're going to address that this week on the American Family Farmer, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and wherever you get your podcast. But Americans are not being, there's a whole business. I'm not sure, so I'm going to say this right up front. There are some people who are saying that the Chinese government has bought in heavily to Bayer. Bayer is the owner of Monsanto, and Monsanto are the bad guys with most of the family farmers anyway, and even some of the bigger farmers, because of what they're doing, the pesticides. There's a whole thing about pesticides that you may or may not have heard. Are you ladies up on the pesticide news? The EPA this week, I didn't give you a chance to say yes or no. But
well, no, so go ahead.
No, okay. So this week the EPA is investigating the forever chemicals that are in the pesticides that come from Bayer and Monsanto, and actually some others as well. The toxic chemicals that are actually coming or being created out of the chemicals reaction to the plastic containers that they're in. How about that? So not only is the stuff in the container bad for you, but when it combines with the plastic and then they put it on the foods, and it, you know, because the pesticides are aimed at getting rid of things that will eat up, you know, bugs and weeds and stuff like that, but it grows into the cellular structure of the food you're eating. So you're eating chemicals. How can the food be safe when you have all of these, what they call them, PFASs? You know what those are? I've forgotten what they are, but I know that they're bad. Anyway, so this is a story in The Hill this week. The government focusing on these containers. This is also, by the way, the stuff that's used for mosquito control. That's bad. That, you know, that stuff gets sprayed all over the air. And there are things you can get that are natural to get rid of the mosquitoes. It takes a more of a focused approach to get rid of it. But it just is something. I'm appalled at this, frankly. And if that wasn't enough, listen to this, ladies. This week, let's see, yesterday's Wall Street Journal has a story of how the new world of chicken parts is going digital. Yes, boys and girls, that chicken that you're buying at, what is it, Chick-fil-A, or you get it at McDonald's, or wherever you're getting it, now there's a whole new thing. Tyson started this, and so but who would think there's a chief technology officer at Tyson?
Chicken parts.
Yeah, right.
Well, exactly. I would. At Tyson? Yeah, there's technology involved there.
Right.
Not only internally how they run the company, but there's also technology on their lines in production and all of that. So I can imagine that position.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what they're doing is managing. They need more chicken wings because they sell more chicken wings than they do anything else. Chicken wings are first, chicken breasts are second, and then whatever else is left is third.
Well, you know what they say.
No.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, so.
Really, that's what they say? Who's they? I don't know who they are.
You know the they.
Yeah, right, them. So, yeah. All right, well, ladies, where do you get your, do you even know when you, do you both eat chicken? Jennifer, can
yes,
you eat chicken?
I do.
Okay. Do you know where the chicken comes from? Do you care where the chicken
sometimes.
Comes from?
Sometimes. Yeah,
you know
sometimes.
Where, really?
I mean, if you're in a restaurant, hard to know. But really? When I buy chicken at the grocery store, I know where it comes from.
Mm. The largest, who do you think
or at
the
least
largest.
The company that comes from.
Yeah.
Right. Who do you
I was
think.
For that humane stamp.
In terms of where people buy chicken wings, who do you think the largest supplier of chicken wings is in our country? Take a guess.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nope. Not even close. Next
Tyson.
Guess.
I don't know.
No. Costco.
Foster Farms. Oh, Costco.
Costco.
Huh. Yeah. I'm not a chicken wing person, so see, I don't know this. I can't stand chicken wings. There's too much bone.
I can't
I don't like bones and ligaments.
Yeah.
I'll only eat chicken
I like to
if
pretend
I cook it.
It's. Yeah, and I also like chicken. I don't mind chicken in a restaurant. I just like to pretend that it was never on a bone or a beast. So. Those wings, tough to eat.
Well, if you were privy to how chickens meet their end
know,
and how they get prepared,
I know we've talked about it.
You would never, ever, ever touch them in your life. And yet, you see, there's a whole lot of ads I saw last night on the TV show. There were a couple of ads. There was an Arby's chicken, new chicken sandwich. There's a new McDonald's chicken sandwich. Somebody else has got a new chicken sandwich. So chicken must be coming back in vogue because they can't get enough fish anymore. Although Arby's apparently has a new fish sandwich, too. So there it is. There's your food news that you can chew on that stuff, folks. Think about what is good, but think about how much land the Chinese are buying and what's going on. Oh, by the way, we get to talk about the Chinese handling of Muslims and the Chinese and what they're doing. Oh, my God. I don't have to get away with this stuff. In the world community. 48 after the hour.
Nobody talks about it. Yeah.
No. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
There it is. There it is. I've got my hit from Clear. Clear is the way for you to keep your nostrils clear, to keep your head clear, to keep your passageways clear, to make sure that you are clear of viral adhesions like in the COVID virus. That's right. Xylitol, the main ingredient of Clear, makes sure that that does not happen. It refreshes your nostrils a couple of times a day. I have this little bottle, and I use it every 2 or 3 hours in my truck. I got one of them. And when I'm driving around working on the farm and stuff, yep, little shot, little dab will do you, as they say. Find out about Clear at clear.com. You can get it everywhere. It's really a fabulous product. And also in league with that, the folks at Clear are trying to get folks to understand what doctors, nurses, and some other public health professionals are trying to do. You may or may not have heard this. There's a petition before the CDC to issue guidance calling on Americans to use nasal sprays to make sure that they are combating the pandemic. Check it out. Sign the petition at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Speaking of Clear, we're Clear at 10 before the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here, playing the role of Victoria Keelan when it comes to tech talk. We all know how sharp I am, right, Jay, when it comes to technology.
You got it.
Right. Well, I have information that I have been presented with, which I will share with you, including a focus on Twitter. That's coming right up.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, let's get started here with our overview of what's going on in technology, at least some of the things that affect a lot of us. In Twitter department, the folks at Twitter have sued the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, accusing him of retaliating against the social media company for banning former President Trump from its platform. Twitter seeks to stop A.G. Paxton from unlawfully abusing his authority as the highest law enforcement officer in Texas to intimidate, harass, and target Twitter in retaliation for their exercise of their First Amendment rights. This is much ado about nothing, I think. Anybody, Jay, what do you think? I just think we're beating a dead horse here.
Yeah, I agree, Doug.
Under the circumstances. All right, T-Mobile is going to start sharing your app and browsing info. Now, here's something to get upset about. Listen up, folks. T-Mobile has started a new program that actually collects and shares your data with advertisers in order to show you advertising that's more relevant to your interests. You ever notice? I don't think that's new, though. Is it really? I mean, I don't have T-Mobile, but whenever, maybe that's on the phone side of things, which would be really cumbersome. But I know, and most of us, I think, understand what happens. I put in, I'm looking, like, for a, the other day I was looking for a fare from Boston to Los Angeles. Next morning, American Airlines all over my computer with ads for, here's how to buy the lowest price going to, who do they think they are? I guess is the question, they're mining your data. And so T-Mobile and Sprint customers, look out for this. They're together now, they merged. Your browsing data and the apps you use become their fodder for getting you to be exposed to advertising. And I think that's a real, you're going down a slippery slope with that stuff. Here's a group of hackers who say they breached the massive trove of security camera data collected by Silicon Valley startup Verkada, gaining access to live feeds of 150,000 surveillance cameras in hospitals, in police departments, in schools. Oh, this is good. Companies whose footage was exposed include Tesla, Cloudflare, I don't know them, they're a software provider, I guess. Hackers able to view video from inside women's health clinics. These guys are perverts. In psych hospitals, some of the cameras, including the hospitals, use facial recognition technology to identify and categorize people that are captured on the footage. What's wrong with this picture? Literally, folks, the data breach carried out by the International Hacker Collective. Who knew, huh? There's an organization of international hackers who are trying to get into to video surveillance cameras and that sort of thing. Wow. That's a heavy lift. Let's see here. Rumors circulating about Apple's 2021 phone lineup even before the last Apple event, which unveiled the iPhone 12. Leaks are going to ramp up as we get closer to the next iPhone release date. When is that? Does anybody know? Jay, do you know when the next, is it the fall when they usually do this?
I have no idea.
New stuff? Yeah, everybody makes a great deal. You know what we missed last week? The International Day of Unplugging. Last Friday was that, and we didn't have time. It was aimed at having people take their lives back in the face of how many of our faces are buried in iPhones. The documentation is clear around the world. Let's see, in the 24-hour period, apparently not many people took themselves out unplugged their phones. But, man, we ought to be thinking about that. Wow.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.